Rev up your engines for the Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast with Big E. Proudly sponsored by Christensen Law, where bikers helping injured bikers is more than just a motto. It's our commitment to the biker community. Be sure to tune in and listen to the latest news and biker buzz. And for all your personal injury needs, be sure to contact the Christensen Law team at 248-900-9000. Welcome to the Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast, where the rubber meets the road and the tales of the ride unfold. I'm Big E, your guide on this two-wheeled adventure. Life is short, bikers, so let's get after it. Hey everybody, welcome to this special edition of the Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast. Today, we are joined with OG, PP, and then via telephone, we have Megan and Shell. And this is all about...
Hey, everyone.
All about a fundraiser for a biker in need. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about the whole history you have with Tony.
So Tony and I met years ago at a gym. We both volunteered together there at a nonprofit for veterans and first responders.
And, you guys were at the Victory Gym, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, when we were over on like Telegraph, the original one.
Oh wow, that's a while ago.
Yeah, yeah. Like so, it's been a while. I've known Tony, and you know, like they ran PTSD things like stuff like that there. I was on the board at that time, and you know, Tony was one of our greatest volunteers, and he couldn't confine a lot and like other guys there, you know, just the way that things were, he just felt more comfortable, like talking about PTSD and stuff like that. Cause he is a Vietnam combat veteran. So he would go there to help, you know, process stuff mentally and things like that. And, you know, he, for some reason, opened up to me and our friend that he's staying with, Trish, and we just kind of connected that way, kind of became like family because we were always there all the time. You know, when you're running a nonprofit, it's all hands on deck all the time, and if you know your volunteer don't show up, you got to be there. And it started there, and you know, so we've known each other, I don't know, gosh, almost 10 years now, I guess. And recently, the first time I met Tony, this is a funny story, and he won't care if I tell this. First time I met him, I was standing outside of Victory Gym. He pulls up on his Harley. And Tony, we call him War Pony, right? That's his Native American. He's always got, you know, his mohawk ponytail and stuff going. And pulls up on his Harley, and it's the middle of summer, and he's bumping Beyonce. Singing loud as hell, and I'm just laughing. I'm like, what in the world is this? He's just an all-around great guy. Like, you know, he'd help anybody around. Didn't matter your age, who you were. Like, somebody needed somebody to talk to. Somebody needed a hand. Like, Tony was there. He was the man. You know, he would never let any of the girls close late by themselves. He was always making sure people were getting walked to their car. You know, and, like, not everybody was like that. And it was nice to have him there, to know you were just, like, in a good place.
Yeah. That's great. And,
I ran a lot of fundraising stuff there. So, you know, recently... Back in September, he was in a bad house fire.
Wow.
And it was so bad that he had to be induced into a coma because of the smoke damage in his lungs.
Wow.
So he was on a vent for almost, it was like 3 months, and he was, you know, tube fed and everything else. And we didn't know if he was going to make it or not for a while there. But he is out now. He's, you know, doing amazing. He got all of his tubes taken out. He just got his feeding tube out not that long ago, and he's getting back on his feet. But, you know, all of his stuff's gone, and, you know, he's also going through the divorce process right now. So there's a whole, like, he's not even going back there kind of thing. But he's rebuilding his life from the ground up, you know?
Yeah.
And we got to be there. It's family.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Well, that's and that's it. He put in the effort. He was putting in all that and helping the veterans and helping the community. And now he needs the help. And
exactly.
So, I met Megan through the Shield at Souls, LE, which is in New Boston, through Hellboy, and kind of hooked us up together to start this fundraiser. We're having a fundraiser for him at the Shield at Souls, LE, at 21038 Middle Belt Road, New Boston, Michigan. It's happening on March 24th. And I believe it starts at, it's 4 to 8. And we're having, the Shield of Souls are having a Masacholi dinner fundraiser for Tony. So we really want to get the community to come out. He's been helping the community so much. Now he needs our help. And we really need to fill up the Shield of Souls, raise some money for Tony, and help him get back on his feet. Because
absolutely.
It takes a village, and not one person can do this. And the Shield at Souls, they are such an amazing organization. They are constantly Absolutely. Helping people and having fundraisers, and they're just great friends. They're family, and it's awesome to have them to help our veterans and people in need in the area. So. So as many people we can get.
And that was the first thought process when we knew it went down. I was like, well, we know what we got to do. I'm like, better call Hellboy up.
Yep, exactly. I know. And Hellboy gave me a call, and then here we are. And we have multiple sponsors for this event. J Ray's Barbecue, the Two Vets Development Group, Running to Honor, Downriver for Veterans, and Christensen Law, Bikers Helping Injured Bikers. And we're all getting together to put this fundraiser together to help them out. So,
yeah, and like whatever we can get, you know, that'd be awesome. We got some raffle baskets already. You know, if we're kind of looking for a couple more high ticket items to raffle off, would be nice.
Yep.
But, you know, everybody's all hands on deck right now. Everybody's hurting right now, but anybody who wants to help, like, just let us know.
Yeah, and don't you, Megan? Didn't you tell me you had a QR code?
It's on the flyer
directly. Yep, it's on the flyer, so the flyers are put up all over the place. You can go to the Shield at Souls LE, and the flyers up there or on
Facebook. If there's confusion, because it comes up as his sister's name, you know, because we didn't know if he was going to make it or not at one point. So his sister is his, you know, guardian conservator next to kin and all that stuff at this point, just because that's how the paperwork had to be, because, you know, he was in bad spot. So that's why it comes up a different name, if anybody has confusion.
Yeah. Well, and I had the pleasure of meeting Tony just a couple weeks ago at the Shield at Souls, and he's looking good. I mean, he's doing it. He's
oh, we're so proud of him.
Everything that he needs to get through this, and he's lucky to have a team like, you know, like his friends and family from the Victory Gym and the Shield at Souls. It's just, it's absolutely amazing.
He's dumbfounded. Like he doesn't even know how to respond to all this, because, you know, he was going through some stuff already, you know, emotionally with PTSD and then the divorce on top of it. So he was kind of in a spot where he was a little bit isolated himself. And then all this went down, and he's doing phenomenal. He's up and walking like he wasn't mobile for 3 months. So he's regaining all of his muscle back, you know, and slowly but surely he's getting there. He's cooking for himself now. Like, we're so happy and proud of him.
Sounds like he's doing really good.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I can't wait to see him on the 24th. So I'm sure
it'll be good.
Improvements just from a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
So yeah, I just spotted the flyer the other day, and I shared it on my Facebook page and my Facebook group, and reached out to you to try to get you on the podcast to help. Thankfully, Shaw was there to
so much, you guys. Thank you.
To kind of play middleman or woman. So that was pretty cool.
That's how it goes, you know.
Yeah.
Know the right people, we can get some big things done.
And we have a great biker community in Michigan anyways, so I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it would be amazing to see him come out, you know. And our goal, really, because we've been setting goals for Tony, because at first he didn't know if he would be back, you know. It took some convincing to tell him, like, we're going to be all right. Like, we're going to get through this. the goal right now for him is to be on a bike by the end of summer. Be back on his bike.
That would be great.
Yeah, it would be awesome. And I'm pretty sure Shell's kind of aware of a situation, because I know I just had a previous guest and her name came up, Jeremy Burke with Traditional Americans. Yeah. And they've got that bike they're giving away.
Yes, they are.
So that might be something, because I think he pretty much fits most of their criteria, I would say.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
that'd be pretty awesome.
Get in touch with him and see. But yeah, he's doing great too.
That's awesome. Yeah, we just had him on the last show, and that almost seems like a perfect fit. What do you think, OG?
As I'm taking a sip.
Thanks. Of course.
No, he does fit what they were looking for, so that might be a good match.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a good match. See, you just never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
That would be cool.
Yeah, this Michigan biker community is absolutely amazing. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Yeah, and you know, helping him out because he lost his dog in situation two and everything else, so... I'm surprised once we get back on his feet.
Yeah. Oh, he lost his pup too.
That is sad.
Oh, geez. Well, he's just, you know, lucky Megan to have you guys, and you guys all cross paths for a reason, and all the everyone that he's been helping throughout the years, you know, now it's time to give back to him and to help Tony out. So
it's so cool to see too. It's awesome to see everybody come together and collaborate on this, and I'm really proud of our community that we have.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's absolutely great.
So we have the big Mastacholi.
Mastacholi.
Yeah, so I'm Irish, not Italian. I love Italian food, though.
We have two vet development group. They donated a CPL class to be raffled off. They donated also a specialized shooting class of choice. These guys are some cool vets. I know also from working out, and Tony knows them, and they do all kinds of crazy stuff. They do night shoots, and, you know, there's a flyer in the page for the event that shows the different things that will be up for raffle.
Oh, is that the Two Vets Development Group?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. I definitely want to look into them a little bit more. That sounds pretty cool.
It's a good time, and they're great instructors.
Where are they located at?
So they're all over. They live downriver. They have some private property. I think it's like 45 minutes up north. I'm not sure exactly. And they take people out there to go do all their outdoor stuff. But depending on what class they're teaching is depending on where they're at, kind of.
Yeah. Right. Cool. Well, good deal. Well, yeah, I'm excited for all of us to get together on Sunday. It's coming up next Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
Yep.
So you have 50-50 drawings, raffles.
Yeah, we're going to have the 50-50s, the raffles. We're going to have a band is going to be there. We just got a band that wanted to donate their time, which is awesome. And we are super stoked. It's actually a local downriver band that just came out. Sorry, I have so much stuff that I've been doing in the past couple of weeks. I'm going to look up their name right now because this just happened a couple days ago.
Right.
Make sure I'm saying it right. Eastwood Drive. And they are out of Lincoln Park, I believe. Eastwood Drive will be there. And they've played a couple shows around. And they're pretty good.
Oh, that's
awesome. Got music. Yep. Got food. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Tony, he served in the Marines, and he is a Vietnam veteran. So he's in the community, and that's just great. My dad's a Vietnam vet too.
Infantry all the way.
Yep, right on.
And
he's a good guy though, man. Like, yeah, dude, and he's had my back, and you know, he's become like family. Really, like,
yeah,
he really has. You know, like. Anything big event happens, like Tony, you're getting invited because you're family, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Well, hopefully there's a huge turnout to help this guy out. He obviously has helped a lot of people and touched a lot of people. and hopefully.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and his whole family is in, you know, he was also a corrections officer. He was also a EMT.
Oh, wow.
His son's a police officer. His other son's a corrections officer. So, you know, he's spent his life serving this community.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, now it's time to give back to him.
Definitely.
That's right.
Definitely.
And he deserves it a million.
Sounds like a very worthy cause for a very worthy individual.
Yeah, he, like you said, he's touched a lot of people's lives, and I'm sure he will continue to. And I'm just grateful, you know, he's still here with
us. Yeah, it's a good thing he's still here, I was going to say. Those are the kind of guys you don't like to lose.
Right.
All right, well, thanks for coming on the podcast. And
thank you so much for inviting us.
Like I said, I'm going to put this out.
Thanks for having us.
Monday. This episode will drop Monday. I'm going to do two episodes this week, so I'll do a bonus episode.
Okay,
to get this out before Sunday.
Okay, awesome. Cool. I want to send you, there is an updated flyer with the QR code on it that I want you to use for, you know, when you put it on the social.
Okay.
So in case anyone wants to do that. And I think, Megan, you emailed that to me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to forward it right to Eric now.
Yeah, go ahead and forward it. I think I have it, but
okay.
Better be safe than sorry.
Megan, what's the first couple letters of your email?
M-H-U-R.
Okay. All right, I gotcha. Okay, cool.
All right, awesome.
Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you.
Thanks, Eric. And then we'll be seeing you. I'm coming there. On April 4th or 6th or whatever the date is. Yep, the 6th.
Are you bringing somebody with you?
Yeah, Jeremy, the attorney's coming.
Okay, he's coming too.
So
we can do two.
Yep, he's going to show up too.
Cool.
I want you to meet, you know, I want you to meet part of the team. I mean, obviously, it's only a very minimal part of the team that I have helping me behind the scenes. But I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, me too. It's going to be it's going to be great just to start getting the word out.
It'll be fun.
And actually, Eric, I do want to talk to you about a couple of things. So, Megan, we can let you go. And Eric, if you could
hang on for a minute. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, let me wrap this episode up and we can talk.
Yeah, Shelly, just shoot me whatever it's posted or whatever.
Okay.
I can reroute it.
Yep, I will for sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right, everybody. Get out, support this vet, all around good guy, Shielded Souls, LEMC, 21038 Middle Belt Road, New Boston, Michigan, from 4 to 8 on Sunday, the 23rd?
4th.
24th.
Yep, 24th.
Life is short, bikers, so get after it. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast. Be sure you're getting out there and riding.